The Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
No particular order. Happy enough?
Just top five.
Yeah. So we'll go Keane Lynch, TJ Reid, Dermot Burns, Barry Nash, Tony Kelly.
Free wherever you get your podcast.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up today, we've team news for Leinster ahead of tomorrow's URC semi-final at home to Glasgow. Alan Quinlan gives his thoughts on the Ireland squad announced yesterday for this summer's tour of Georgia and Portugal. And France head coach Fabien Galthié is implementing a curious selection policy for their July series against New Zealand. First up today, Leinster have suffered a major injury blow on the eve of their URC semi-final against Glasgow Warriors. Fullback Hugo Keenan is unavailable after picking up a calf injury midweek in training, with Jimmy O'Brien moving across from the wing to take the 15 jersey for tomorrow's game at the Aviva Stadium. Tommy O'Brien therefore comes into the side along with Dan Sheehan and Scott Penny. Leo Cullen's side have already beaten the Scottish side twice this season, dishing out a 52-0 hammering in the Champions Cup quarter-final. But James Ryan believes the defending URC champions are a different side to when they met in Europe back in April.
The team that came into the Aviva a couple of weeks ago, it was a completely different team. We spoke this morning. For me, that was like test match standard in terms of the ruck, in terms of the physical parts of the game. They had another impressive win against the Stormers, beat them quite comfortably there at home in the end. So, 100% that there'll be a different team altogether. And as I said, they like going away from home. You saw that last year in Limerick, then they went over to South Africa, beat the Bulls away. So they'll have no fear coming to London.
The Leinster team in full. So the two O'Briens are joined by James Lowe in the back three. Geordie Barrett and Jamie Osborne continued their partnership in the centre. It's Jamison Gibson-Park and Sam Prendergast at 9 and 10 once again. Dan Sheehan will be joined in the front row by Andrew Porter and Thomas Clarkson. Joe McCarthy joins Ryan in the engine room, while Jack Conan captains the team from number 8, joined in the loose by Penny and Ryan Baird. Ronan Kelleher, Jack Boyle, Rabah Slimani, RG Snayman and Max Deegan provide the forward cover, with Luke McGrath, Ross Byrne and Kieran Frawley rounding off the matchday 23. Glasgow meanwhile make two changes from their quarter-final win over the Stormers, with Finn Richardson replacing Murphy Walker in the front row. Adam Hastings starts at fly half, with Tom Jordan moving to inside centre and Stafford McDowell dropping to the bench. Staying with Leinster, Snayman has also been named the URC Players' Player of the Season this afternoon. The two-time World Cup winner moved to Leinster from Munster ahead of this season and has made 14 appearances so far, scoring 2 tries. Snayman was one of 2 Leinster players included in the Elite 15 team along with Jamie Osborne, while 3 Munster players were selected: Tom Farrell, Craig Casey and Tyke Byrne. La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara feels winning the URC will lift some of the external pressure on Leinster, but might not bring a total end to the criticism. The province fell short in their Champions Cup campaign this time round at the semi-final stage, and O'Gara reckons that defeat to Northampton Saints will be held against them at the end of term, regardless of whether they secure a first URC title over the next few weeks. He joined Shane Hannan and Cullen Buhig on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
I think it will give them a lot of pleasure. I'm not too sure it will give them much relief with the external pressures. I think that's the reality with society nowadays. There's different rules, unfortunately, for Leinster, and the fact that because of their recruitment and going after the players, everyone was all in and winning Europe. That won't be achieved. So you can see, obviously, from the quarterfinal, was it, and the semi-final, there's a bit of a disinterest in that team, and the kind of judgment day will be next season again. But it's a really tough one because, everyone has an opinion nowadays, and some of those people, are they really rugby lovers? Are they Leinster lovers? Are they Leinster haters? Maybe they're a bit of both, but I think that's very important that from Leinster's point of view, or from their standards, that for their own, I suppose, sanity, it's important that they get over the line in the URC.
And if you want to hear from Ronan O'Gara and all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Alan Quinlan also joined Off the Ball Breakfast this morning. The Munster legend ran the rule over both of this weekend's URC semi-finals.
I would expect two home wins. Glasgow obviously have the potential to cause Leinster some problems, and they could do. Leinster haven't been firing on all cylinders. I think they look a little bit unsettled. You know, I've probably said this to a few people during the week. It's not the worst thing that happened last week. That it wasn't this 30-40 point win against the Scarlets. They got challenged, a few question marks, and it's probably a better way of preparing than winning 62-0 and 52-0 like they did in the Champions Cup. I think Leinster will be better tomorrow. That should be a cracker of a game, because Tupiloto back for Glasgow in the last couple of weeks, and Scott Cummings, and we'll have to wait and see if Xander Fagerson's available. They've got a little bit of their quality back. It should be a cracker of a game. Glasgow caused them a few issues a few weeks ago, but I think Leinster will find a way and find a performance as well. And the Bulls and the Sharks. Sharks have beaten them twice this season already. I think the Bulls' attack is better, but you never know when you have that much muscle and power coming together. It could be small margins. I think the Bulls will probably edge that, mainly because their attack is probably flowing a little better than the Sharks.
Quinny also gave his thoughts on the Ireland squad for this summer's tour of Georgia and Portugal.
I feel for John Hodnett.
First thing he said to me today.
That's the first thing I thought about when the squad was named. Obviously, the coaches have their own reasons for picking the individuals, and that can be down to some small details, consistency and whatever. So I do feel for him. I think this was a squad that, for him to be, you know, to get into that setup and maybe make an impression here would have been a great opportunity for him. I think Alex Kendallen and himself are kind of, you know, Alex Kendallen and Nick Timoney are probably your open side options, maybe Cian Prendergast as well. But I just thought it was unlucky on John Hodnett. But it's a good squad. There's an exciting young squad there. I'm delighted for Ben Murphy, scrum half.
Yes.
He's been brilliant. You know, he came on the scene, Munster, Connacht, Thomond Park, first game of the season.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Tash Ioni,
And it's good for Nathan Doak as well, I think, and a team that's struggled and been very up and down this year as well. It's kind of a bit, he's got to step up to the plate now. He's a very talented player, Nathan Doak.
Oh, yeah.
They're two scrum halves. They may not get the opportunities here because the captain
Are you surprised that the captain?
No, I think Craig Casey's really matured. I think his form has been superb. The composure's improved dramatically. He feels very comfortable and relaxed himself now. And I think he undoubted talent, you know, going right back to the 20s with Ireland. He's a very, very talented player, full of energy, well able to speak for himself and kind of show those leadership qualities. So, yeah, I think it's a really good selection. And he'll make for a really good captain. And he likes to talk, doesn't he? Chirp a bit. And that's what good scrum halves do. You know what I mean? But Craig Casey, when he came back for the, you know, he was out for since the Cass game pre-Christmas right up to that Connacht game. And he's been superb.
Now, don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor if you prefer watching over on our YouTube channel. The semi-finals get underway in the English Premiership this evening. Former Munster boss Johan van Gaan and ex-Connacht head coach Pat Lam meet as Bath welcome Bristol Bears to the Rec. That kicks off at 7:45. Michael Hooper has shed light on why he turned down a farewell match against the British and Irish Lions during this summer's tour of Australia. Andy Farrell's side are due to take on a combined Australia and New Zealand invitational side in Adelaide on July 12th, a week before their first test against Joe Schmidt's Wallabies. Hooper faced the Lions when they last came to Australia in 2013, but believes that facing the team a week out from a test series won't feel like a fairy tale ending to his career. He told Stan Sport Inside, "I'm about 8 weeks, 10 weeks out of being battle hardened in not a test environment, so I'd have to come home now, train by myself. As an almost 34-year-old who made a fleeting comeback, no, it didn't sound like a game that would be a fairy tale ending for me. Not that I was ever after a fairy tale ending, so it was an easy decision." Former All Blacks head coach Ian Foster and Reds boss Les Kiss were revealed as coaches for the AUNZ team earlier this week. And finally today, France captain Gregory Aldrit will not be part of the touring squad for their trip to New Zealand this July. The La Rochelle number 8 took over skippering duties midway through the Six Nations this year after Antoine Dupont suffered a long-term knee injury against Ireland. He then guided Les Bleus to their first Six Nations title since 2022, but head coach Fabien Galthié has said Aldrit will not be travelling to face the All Blacks this summer to allow him to recuperate after a long season. Galthié has yet to reveal his squad for the three-test series, but according to Midi Olympique, he plans on only selecting players that have not been overused during the top 14 this season. He's set a cap of 2,000 minutes of play for those in consideration, so that means that stars like Louis Bielbiaré and Thomas Ramos will also miss out. France play the first test against the All Blacks in Dunedin on July 5th. That'll about do it for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily on Monday.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby.
Never stop competing.